Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Biographic Information Module, Unit 7, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this module, you learn to understand questions and answers about where you work, what and where you've studied, and what languages you speak. Before going on to learn how to say these things, test your understanding of them by putting them into English. Number 1.
你在哪里工作?
Where do you work?
我在美国国务院工作。
I work for the State Department. Number 2.
您来做什么?
What did you come here to do?
我来念书。
I came here to study.
哦，我也是学生。
Oh, I'm a student too.
请问你念什么?
May I ask, what are you studying?
我念历史。
I'm studying history. Number 3.
你学过英文吗?
Have you ever studied English?
学过。
Yes. Number 4.
你的中文很好。
Your Chinese is very good.
哪里哪里，我就会说一点点。
Not at all, I can only speak it a little.
你太太也会说中国话吗?
Can your wife speak Chinese too?
不会，她不会说。
No, she can't.
你是在哪里学的?
Where did you study it?
我是在华盛顿学的。
I studied it in Washington. If you had any problems with these sentences, rewind the tape and work on them some more. If you understand them all, you can begin working on how to ask these questions and how to answer them. First, we'll take up the question of occupation. Miss Mao is talking with Mr. King. Listen.
您在哪里工作?
我在美国国务院工作。
Repeat State Department.
国务院。国务院。国务院。
Repeat, U.S. State Department.
美国国务院。美国国务院。
As you know, in sentences telling both the action and where it happened, the word order is place, then action.Repeat, I work with the State Department.
我在美国国务院工作。我在美国国务院工作。
How do you say U.S. State Department?
美国国务院。
Try responding to the question. Assume that you're with the State Department.
你在哪里工作？
我在美国国务院工作。
Again,
你在哪里工作？
我在美国国务院工作。
Here's a similar exchange. Miss Mao is talking with Mr. Cook now. Listen.
你在哪里工作？
我是学生。
Repeat the word for student.
学生。学生。学生。
Repeat, I'm a student.
我是学生。我是学生。
Try responding to the question yourself. Assume that you're a student this time.
你在哪里工作?
我是学生。
Again,
你在哪里工作？
我是学生。
Now try to answer the next questions. Assume that you're with the State Department and your wife is a student.
你在哪里工作？
我在美国国务院工作。
你太太呢？她在哪里工作？
她是学生。
Try it again.
你在哪里工作？
我在美国国务院工作。
你太太呢？她在哪里工作？
她是学生。
Here's a way you might be asked what you've come to China to do. Listen.
你来做什么？
我来念书。
Repeat the phrase that means to study, literally read books.
念书。念书。念书。
Now repeat, I came to study. Literally, I come read books.
我来念书。我来念书。
Try responding to the question. Assume you come to China as a student.
你来做什么？
我来念书。
Again.
你来做什么？
我来念书。
Repeat the verb to do.
做。做。做。
Repeat, what did you come here to do?
你来做什么？你来做什么？
Try asking the question yourself. You'll get a confirmation and a reply.
你来做什么？
我来念书。
Again.
你来做什么？
我来念书。
Here's a quick review. What's the verb to work?
工作。
What's the expression to study?
念书。
What's the verb to do?
做。
What's the word for student?
学生。
How do you say U.S. State Department?
美国国务院。
After you've said that you've come to study, the conversation might continue like this.
Oh, 我也是学生。
请问你念什么？
我念历史。
Repeat the word for history.
历史。历史。历史。
Repeat, I study history.
我念历史。我念历史。
Try answering the question yourself. Say you study history.
请问你念什么？
我念历史。
Again.
请问你念什么？
我念历史。
Here's a similar exchange. Listen.
请问你念什么？
我在这里学中文。
When you're talking about studying a language, another verb is used instead of 念. Repeat this second verb to study.
学学学
Repeat, I'm studying Chinese.
我学中文我学中文
Repeat, I'm studying Chinese here.
我在这里学中文我在这里学中文。
Try responding to the question yourself. Say that you're here studying Chinese.
请问你念什么？
我在这里学中文。
Notice that the word order in your reply is place, then action. Try answering again.
请问你学什么？
我在这里学中文。
Listen to this exchange.
你来做什么？
我来念书。
请问你念什么？
我在这里学中文。
Now you try it. You've come to study. You're studying Chinese here.
你来做什么？
我来念书。
请问你念什么？
我在这里学中文。
Again,
你来做什么？
我来念书。
请问你念什么？
我在这里学中文。
Here's an exchange which shows you how to ask about someone's English ability. Listen.
你学过英文吗？
学过。
Repeat the word for English.
英文，英文，英文。
The verb 学 to study can be used as a short answer. You'll remember that the whole verb form is used, that is, in this case, the verb 学 and the marker 过. Repeat the short answer yes, as in yes, I've studied it.
学过，学过。学过。
Here, as with the sentence asking, have you ever been here before? 你从前来过吗? The marker 过 is used to mean to have had the experience of. Repeat, have you studied English?
你学过英文吗?你学过英文吗?
Try asking the question yourself. Have you studied English? You'll get a confirmation and a reply.
你学过英文吗？
我学过。
Again.
你学过英文吗？
我学过。
Here's another way to ask about someone's language ability. Listen.
你会说英文吗？
我会说一点。
Repeat the auxiliary verb can in the sense of know how to.
会。会。会。
Repeat the verb to speak or say.
说说说
The auxiliary verb 会 precedes the main verb 说 Repeat, can speak.
会说会说会说
Repeat the question, can you speak English?
你会说英文吗？你会说英文吗?
Try asking the question yourself. You'll get a confirmation and a reply.
你会说英文吗?
我会说一点。
Again.
你会说英文吗?
我会说一点。
Here's a similar exchange. Listen.
你会说中文吗?
我会说一点。
Repeat the word for a little.
一点，一点，一点。
Repeat, I can speak it a little.
我会说一点，我会说一点。
Try responding to the question. Answer for yourself.
你会说中文吗？
我会说一点。
Again.
你会说中文吗？
我会说一点。
We're talking about what languages people speak. What's the verb to know how to?
会。
What's the verb to speak?
说。
What's the word for English?
英文。
What's the word for Chinese?
中文
Now listen to this exchange. Miss Mao is talking with Mr. King again.
你太太也会说中国话吗？
她不会说。
You'll notice that the negative adverb 不 goes with the auxiliary verb 会. Repeat cannot.
不会。不会。不会。
Repeat the sentence, she can't speak it. Notice that there's no word for it in the Chinese sentence.
她不会说。她不会说。
Try answering the question. Assume your wife doesn't speak Chinese.
你太太也会说中国话吗？
她不会说。
Again.
你太太也会说中国话吗？
她不会说。
The phrase 中国话 is another way to say the Chinese language, but one that refers specifically to the spoken language. Repeat the Chinese language.
中国话中国话中国话
Repeat the question, can she speak Chinese?
她会说中国话吗？她会说中国话吗？
Notice that the word also, yeah, goes before the first verb. Repeat, can she also speak Chinese?
她也会说中国话吗？她也会说中国话吗？
Repeat, can your wife also speak Chinese?
你太太也会说中国话吗？你太太也会说中国话吗？
Try asking the question yourself. You'll get a confirmation and a reply. Can your wife also speak Chinese?
你太太也会说中国话吗？
她不会说。
Again.
你太太也会说中国话吗？
她不会说。
Now try responding to both questions yourself. Assume that you can speak a little Chinese, but that your wife can't speak it at all.
你会说中国话吗？
我会说一点。
你太太呢？她也会说中国话吗？
她不会说。
Again.
你会说中国话吗？
我会说一点。
你太太呢？她也会说中国话吗？
她不会说。
Here's another conversation. Listen.
胡小姐，你学过英文吗？
学过。
陈小姐也会说英文吗？
她会说一点。
Now you try it. You're talking with Miss Hu, and you ask her if she studied English. Then you ask if Miss Chen can also speak it.
胡小姐，你学过英文吗？
学过。
陈小姐也会说英文吗？
她会说一点。
Try it again.
胡小姐，你学过英文吗？
学过。
陈小姐也会说英文吗？
她会说一点。
The conversation might continue like this.
你的中文很好。
哪里哪里，我就会说一点点。
Repeat the word for not at all, literally where.
哪里哪里哪里。
Repeat the word for only.
就就就。
The word only.Jiu goes before the verb or verbs like other adverbs you've seen. Now repeat a little.
一点点一点点一点点。
You'll notice that the last syllable of the word a little, 一点, is repeated here. This emphasizes the meaning of the word. Repeat, not at all, I can only speak it a little.
哪里哪里我就会说一点点。哪里哪里，我就会说一点点。
It's considered a sign of good manners to never accept or acknowledge a compliment, but instead to deny it. Try responding to the compliment yourself.
你的中文很好。
哪里哪里，我就会说一点点。
Try it again.
你的中文很好。
哪里哪里， 我就会说一点点。
The conversation with Miss Mao and Mr. King continues. Listen.
你是在哪里学的？
我是在华盛顿学的。
Repeat the Chinese word for Washington.
华盛顿。华盛顿。华盛顿。
Repeat, I studied it in Washington.
我是在华盛顿学的。我是在华盛顿学的。
Try responding to the question yourself. Assume that you studied Chinese in Washington.
你是在哪里学的？
我是在华盛顿学的。
Again.
你是在哪里学的？
我是在华盛顿学的。
Mr. King and Miss Mao are still talking. Listen.
你是在大学学的英文吗？
是的，我是在台湾大学学的英文。
Repeat the word for university or college.
大学，大学，大学。
Notice that the 是的 construction is used here because we're asking about the details of a past event, not if indeed it did take place. Repeat, did you study English in college?
你是在大学学的英文吗？你是在大学学的英文吗？
The phrase in college is included within the 是的 construction since it's the focus of interest.Repeat, again, did you study Chinese in college?
你是在大学学的英文吗？你是在大学学的英文吗？
One more thing to take note of in this sentence is the position of the object 英文. It's outside the 是的 construction, but follows the verb as usual. Try asking the question, did you study English in college?You'll get a confirmation and a reply.
你是在大学学的英文吗？
是的，我是在台湾大学学的英文。
Again.
你是在大学学的英文吗？
是的，我是在台湾大学学的英文。
Now let's review what we've covered in this unit.I'll give you some English sentences and you put them into Chinese. Let's start. Number one, have you ever studied English?
你学过英文吗？
Yes.
学过。
Number two, what did you come here to do?
您来做什么？
I came here to study.
我来念书。
Oh, I'm a student too.
Oh, 我也是学生。
May I ask, what are you studying?
请问，你念什么？
I'm studying history.
我念历史。
Number three.Your English is very good.
你的英文很好。
Not at all. I can only speak it a little.
哪里哪里，我就会说一点点。
Number four. Where do you work?
您在哪里工作？
I work for the State Department.
我在美国国务院工作。
This is the end of the tape. End of Biographic Information Module, Unit 7, Production Tape 1.